Tina.
There is no alternative.
Or not to Tina.
There is an alternative.
An audio drama by the Botsotso Ensemble.
There is no alternative.
There is an alternative.
There is no alternative.
There is an alternative.
The COVID-19 pandemic has exposed deep fault lines in the current human systems of government and production. As we wrestle with the economic and social fallout, we would do well to take an honest look at ourselves before it is too late to stop the sixth extinction of life on our planet.
Human activity has since the Industrial Revolution 200 years ago, mainly by extracting and burning fossil fuels, coal, oil and natural gas, increased the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
There is no alternative.
There is an alternative.
By 2018, the concentrations of carbon dioxide and methane has increased by about 45% and 160% respectively as measured since the 1750s.
There is no alternative.
There is an alternative.
These carbon dioxide levels are much higher than they have been at any time during the last 800,000 years.
Don't be a fool. There is no alternative.
But there must be an alternative.
Then tell me, what is the alternative?
Open your mind. Let's think.
Yes, let's think. Mama, I'm hungry. Can I have something to eat, please?
I told you, there isn't any.
I can't believe that, Mama. We've always had food.
That is very true, my boy. But the company has cut my hours of work. And we just don't have enough money to live for the month. Apart from food, I don't know if I can pay rent or your school fees.
Oh, but that's terrible, Mama. What are we going to do? We can't just stay hungry for the rest of the week.
My boy, what more can I do? I have borrowed money from too many of our family members already. And the Mashonisas won't give me more loans.
Well, let's just go out and get some food. Let's go to the shop.
Don't be stubborn. How many times must I tell you I don't have the money?
But Mama, I'm hungry. And so are you.
Yes, my boy. I am also hungry.
So let's get something to eat.
But wait. The charity soup kitchen is closed today.
Then let's go to the shop.
Child, why aren't you listening? We don't have the money.
But let's just go to the shop and ask, Mama. And if they won't give us any, then we just take. Yeah, let's just go and take the food from the shop.
Hey, don't be silly, man, my boy. That's stealing. That is against the law. We can't just walk into the shop and take things.
But we are hungry, Mama. We will starve.
You are right, my boy. We will starve. But we can't steal. If we do, we will go to jail.
But we will get food there. They give prisoners food, don't they, Mama?
Yes, prisoners do get food. Otherwise, jail is a very terrible place.
So what? It will be better than starving.
Ewena, quiet now. You're giving me a headache with this wild talk of yours.
Doesn't the law say that people must have food? Are we allowed to starve? Is that fair?
Food insecurity has long been an issue in South Africa. With 11% of the population, 6.5 million people, suffering from hunger in 2019. During the COVID-19 lockdown period, a survey run by the University of Stellenbosch found that 15% of the children had gone hungry in the last week. Adults admitted to having gone hungry 22% of the time.
We want food! We want food! We want food!
Yazi. It isn't fair that the government prefers to give the rich tax breaks instead of guaranteeing a good basic standard of living for everyone. My boy, the rich control the government. They buy power, they buy influence.
This sounds like a nightmare, Moss. This is scary.
Hey, yes, my child. We are living in bad times. Everyone is hustling for themselves, scamming, trying to get quick bucks.
You mean a lot of adults think it's cool to mess around but still earn a lot of money?
Hey, it is shameless.
But tell me, Mama, how does your company think we can live by firing you? Do they understand that even before it was hard to get by? And now, what are we to do, Mama? What are we to do now?
Easy, my boy. We will make a plan.
We will?
Yes. And I think you, my boy, had the solution to our problem.
I did? What did I say?
Oh, you have already forgotten. Well, you had said we should go to the shop and take every food we need.
Yeah. So?
You were absolutely right, my boy. It is a crime that we don't have enough to eat. I am prepared to work, but I'm not given a chance. Now, it's time I woke up. My son, let's do it. Let us go to Maponya Mall, to one of those big shops. They certainly make enough profit.
You really mean we can go shoplifting?
Ah, that's the word the rich use. Am I to blame that to feed my child and myself, I have to take necessary steps? Why should we lie down and die to please others?
Yeah, you've got it, Mama. You've really got it. We can take that big green bag. It will hold more than enough. Let's go.
I wanna be there when the people start to turn around.
I don't think the bosses or the politicians ever wonder if I can live decently. And that's why the three richest billionaires on Earth are all racing to put a man on the planet Mars. Yes, my son, that's what the jokers are doing while we are starving.
Mama, what does the word solidarity mean?
Hey, Shongfish.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, didn't tell me, right?
Ah, when I got you, I didn't.
But I want money.
Look, I think you're wrong. The question isn't whether everyone is having a good time. It's whether I'm having a good time. And whatever you say, some brothers and sisters are still in the hunt. We are still doing good.
Yes. And what are you hunting, brother?
Well, you know, we want the goods.
Oh, really? And what are the goods?
Well, it's like all the signs of success.
And what are those signs, brother?
Don't play dumb, girl. It's the...
The big house, big car, big bonus, big celebrity, big...
Hey, slow down. Slow down, sister. I don't buy that bougie crap.
Then what do you buy, brother? A small house, a small car, small...
Whoa. You're getting carried away, sister. No, I am no stupid that just wants the outside shine of wealth and power. No, sister, I want the real thing.
And what is that, brother?
Why? The love and respect of my brothers and sisters.
Well, you aren't going to get that by paying your workers below poverty wage, dumping toxic waste from your factories into our rivers and ocean, neglecting your kids and screwing around and...
No. You're making me out to be a skelem. Just because I'm doing exactly what everyone else is doing.
Yes, you are not alone. Plenty others got your itch for quick bucks and bullshit, but that isn't a reason to let you off the hook.
Sister, hear me now, and hear me loud and clear. When it's dog, it's dog. I'll be damned if I'm gonna be the dog that gets eaten. When the opportunity comes to feast, only a fool isn't going to hurry and be the first at the table.
True. Only a fool is going to go to his brother and sister and make a pig of himself. He's never going to know when to stop gutsing. Yes, gutsing! While his sister and brother are scratching around under the table looking for crumbs. And if they find anything, they'll be lucky. That's what a fool does. Makes his brother and sister go hungry and curse the day they ever got him for family.
Haibo! You've got a nasty tongue on you, sister. Who are you to stop the money revolution? We capitalists are making a big pie for everybody.
For everybody? Liar! Your money revolution is bringing big trouble to the whole damn planet. You heard of global heating, right?
Carbon dioxide, methane, and water vapor are called greenhouse gases. They keep our planet livable by holding on to some of Earth's heat energy so that it doesn't all escape into space. This heat trapping is known as the greenhouse effect. Just as too little greenhouse gas makes Earth too cold, too much greenhouse gas makes Earth too warm.
Money.
Fact is, if we carry on burning fossil fuels like we're doing, will soon be staring at the end of the world as we know it.
That's panic mongering. We've always had pandemics and water shortage and power shortage and no jobs and not enough food for everyone. That's the way things are. And you better accept it. Such a shame that there's always sour people who just see bad in everything.
Brother. From what I see around me right now, and what I'm getting from the media, most of us are busting our asses to keep our heads above water.
Propaganda written by losers. The world has never been a better place for us humans. We are going on for 8 billion. You hear that? 8 billion of us sitting pretty on Mother Earth. And 800 million of us is right here in Mama Africa. We are doing well when you consider that just 100 years ago, we were barely 2 billion.
Yo, that's a bunch of humans, all right?
Lucky for us, Earth has got what we need. We just keep digging and pumping away.
And when you don't think there are going to be consequences?
Hell no! If things change, that's natural. Mother Nature doesn't give us an advance notice. Just be prepared. It's the survival of the strongest.
An increase in the atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases produces a warming effect. From 1990 to 2015, the total warming effect from greenhouse gases added by humans to the Earth's atmosphere increased by 37%. As a consequence of this rise in temperature, the glaciers and ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica have started to melt. The water this meltdown brings into our oceans will cause global sea levels to rise. This in turn will flood many cities and cause immense damage all over the world.
Help, I can't breathe!
Help, I'm drowning!
But what about other creatures? Do we leave them any space?
Well, maybe some space, but they must pay their way. Wildlife tourism, trophy hunting, you know? Bring in bugs for us humans.
Oh, so they got no right to live except as a means for some of us to profit.
Sister, nothing for nothing. Something wanna live on this planet, gotta serve a purpose for us.
Haibo. That's very arrogant.
That's the way God intended. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given us this power. So who are you to cast out?
Earth's temperature rises, we are getting more severe droughts, floods, cyclones, storms, tsunami, and earthquakes. As a result, sea levels will rise, endangering many millions living on the coast. All this will threaten life on Earth over the next 100 years until this planet does not have enough oxygen to sustain us.
Good morning, Doctor. And thank you for seeing me at such short notice. But I really am in a bad way, eh?
Not a problem, really. Always happy to help if I can.
Yeah, well, you see, Doctor, I've been very depressed for a few years now.
Oh, that long?
Yeah, it's been quite a few years and it's getting worse.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And what do you think is the cause?
And the thing is, I'm embarrassed to talk about this, man.
Oh, don't worry. I can understand that if it's something very intimate, very private. But anyway, you're actually looking quite calm.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm desperate!
Hold on there. You can just keep talking. Tell us all about your problems. We'll get to the bottom of this in good time.
Aye, man. I can't take this pressure anymore. It's killing me.
Why? Are you in debt? Bankrupt? Homeless? Jobless? Carless? Friendless? Loveless?
Whoa, stop! All of that, ne? But those are not the reasons.
Oh, I actually missed something.
Why are we being so so greedy, so short-sighted, so destructive. Huh? Why are we doing this to ourselves and the whole bloody planet? Why?
Sorry. Doing what exactly, my friend?
The loss of forests.
The loss of fish.
The loss of bees.
The damming of rivers.
The mountains of plastic in the oceans.
And then there's all the corruption. Huh? As my last therapist, Jeff Harry Abe, used to say, the polytuckins are grunting and gorging in the trough as if they know enough is never enough, man.
Polytuckins. That's very clever. But tell me something. If you had the power, wouldn't you also exploit it?
Well, I hope not.
Ah, that's a weak answer.
Maybe, but that's the best I can give.
The previous five extinctions had occurred over the last 450 million years, due mainly to meteorites and volcanic eruptions. The sixth extinction, however, has to do with human beings. Our refusal to change our energy supply fast enough, because the profit motive still drives our economic life, is going to cost the planet dearly.
And doctor, you see, this is why I have trouble facing my children, man. Even though I tell them about these things, they must think I'm a fraud, man. Someone who talks big but doesn't do anything.
Don't come in. Just slow down. This is not right. Please, you've got to be quiet. Yes,
nurse,
yes.
What is going on here?
Doctor, I'm so sorry, but this person won't listen to me. She insists on seeing you now.
Oh, hello, doctor. And of course, you, Zweli. I'm so sorry to break in like this, but I'm Seriti from Lesotho. I was in the waiting room and couldn't help overhearing your conversation. But I hope you'll forgive my eavesdropping when you hear about the solution to your problem, Zweli.
I'm sorry, doctor, but I'm not in the habit of being made a fool of by strangers.
Yes.
Please, man.
I agree. Miss Seriti, please understand that I'm in the middle of a consultation with a patient and I cannot be disturbed in this manner.
But madam, hear me out. Let me tell you about the land of Rojava. The land of dreams and realities, of war and death, and of endurance in the face of betrayal. Let me inspire you.
Sister, nice try, eh? A very soft sell. But I don't need stories. Mina, I need facts. I need to be convinced.
Oh, you will be, if you open your heart and mind to love and logic.
And this, dear listeners, brings us to the end of the first episode in the series, Tutina.
There is no alternative.
Or not Tutina.
There is an alternative.
In the next episode, we hear about two very different yet connected responses to war and inequality. Rojava, a small region in the north of Syria, and Zimbabwe, a larger country in southern Africa. Stay tuned, get woke,